Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're still a couple weeks away from the silly season, but it has already begun for Aaron Rodgers, as he has been right at the tip of everyone's tongue who does this kind of stuff for a living in sports media for the past couple of weeks, but certainly the last few days in particular. It's all about the future of Aaron Rodgers. He sent a very lengthy social media post the other day, all about gratitude, and that has been dissected. This is kind of like a frog in a junior high school science class here. We've all got our tray of pins, scalpels, and scissors and all that, and we are dissecting the post, and so everyone's trying to, everyone had a different take on it. And we have a clip. Rodgers talked about this, right? He commented on this on the Pat McAfee show that he popped up on there, and he tried to set the record straight. Here's how that sounded.
Unless you've gone through certain experiences and had, you know, frustration and been near the bottom and then get near the top and understand the beauty in life, and I think that's, then you might say things about that. That's a cryptic message. I mean, there's nothing cryptic about gratitude. You know, I just came out of a 12-day cleanse where you're eating a specific diet and you're going through these treatments every day, and you're not really doing anything else. You got to kind of turn everything else off, and so, you know, you're not working out, you're not straining or anything. It's kind of a recentering. And it not only heals you physically, but I think it takes away mental stress. And then the spiritual part, I think it allows you to kind of enjoy the meditations a little bit more. So when I come out, my first thought is just intense gratitude for the people in my life. And that's not every person in my life that I mentioned. And there's other people to highlight in the credit. But that was just where I was at. I was going through some old pictures from the last year and felt an intense amount of gratitude for the life that I have and for the lessons that I've learned and the growth that's happened over the last year and the people who've been a part of that.
All right, so that was Rodgers on the McAfee show. You ever done a cleanse, Rob? I'm not a cleanse guy. I've never done a 12-day cleanse.
No, I've cleansed with some sweet rolls and hot tea. That's about
My diet consists of, I have the diet of like an 8-year-old. It's chicken fingers, cheesesteak, anything deep fried. That's my cleanse. I've never. So Rodgers, listen, he's saying he's like going down hippie highway, right? That's what he's pretty much been doing here, kind of hanging out. That's his... his mishigas, as my grandfather would say here. That's what he's up to here. And as the money quote, Rob, was there's nothing cryptic about the gratitude. So I have a hypothesis, because everyone has their own theory. So my theory is that there is a deeper meaning to this, and it's like killing two birds with one stone, that Aaron Rodgers is an attention whore, and this is payback.
My goodness, really, whore? Yes. Attention whore?
Yes, yes.
I mean, Ben, can he be different? I mean, this is the typical, because he's living a different life than Ben Maller, he's a bad guy. What did he do that was so bad last night?
He's not a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying there was ulterior motives. That
what? But by posting on Instagram?
Yes.
Really? Everybody does it every day. It's the new world, Ben. It's life. This is what people do.
Let me explain. Let me make my pitch, Rob. Let me make my pitch. A, I believe this was calculated for media consumption mainly. And this is for the media that took pot shots at him because of the vaccination status back in the day when he said he was immunized and that was weaponized. And so this is a chance to poke back, right? Everyone runs with this, and people were running, saying he was going to announce his retirement. There was going to be a big announcement. He was announcing he was leaving the Packers. I believe that Rodgers is treating the NFL media like Play-Doh, and he's very savvy. I do believe he's savvy. He knows how this works. He knows we're 24/7, 365 days a year. That's how this business works, and anything he says or does can and will be used to fill airtime on radio shows and fledgling websites and whatnot. And so it's kind of like I always say this on the overnight show, Rob. I don't know if we can say it during the day. But if Aaron Rodgers were to pick his nose, we would debate if there was some kind of meaning, which nostril he picked. Does that mean he's going to the Broncos, the Titans, or the Steelers? Well, now, you disagree with that, Rob.
Yes, I do disagree. I think we have become – what have we become? The guy said – he will make a decision about his future before free agency and the draft. Okay, that's next month, the 16th, or whatever it is. So he hasn't broken ranks with what he said. Now, if he goes past that and made a decision, then I'd say, okay, he's not being straight up with us. He told us one thing, and now and it's a big decision. The guy's played his entire career in Green Bay. My point is, what he did, it was nothing. That's what people do every day. They post pictures. They get engaged. They have a cheesesteak like Ben does with extra cheese and extra onions, and they take a picture of it. Or I get a new pair of Jordans, and I'm hanging out, and I take a picture of it. That's what Instagram is.
Nah,
it would be shocking if he didn't
put
any pictures up on Instagram.
Nah, this was deeper than that, though. And Rodgers is aware. He knows all that's going on with him and his story and everyone's who loves football and is curious what's going to happen. Is where everyone's on their edge of their seat here trying to figure out where he's going to go. And so he's playing around. He did similar things last year when there was talk of his future in Green Bay, whether he was going to stay with the Packers or not, and there was that conversation. He was unhappy, and that drove the conversation last offseason. And there were certain things that he did last year that were done for media consumption. Now, I think it's just gotten worse now because of everything that happened, where he was dragged through the swamp and the mud and the muck and all that during the last NFL season. This is an opportunity for Aaron to, you gratitude's fine and great and all that stuff. I'm not anti-gratitude, believe it or not, but I believe
that's not what the waiters say. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you talking? How dare you? I go. I have an app, Rob. I'm an app guy. I go on my app to tip properly.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
Now here's the question.
You don't want to overtip, Ben. You never overtip. Okay, because then you set up a bad precedent and people start expecting to be tipped what they're not entitled to. So you just tip appropriately when somebody's good and they do a good job.
I got a theory on this. So I'm in a better situation than you. You're famous. You've been on television.
I'm infamous. I'm infamous.
Well, people know who you are, right? People know who Rob Parr. Nobody knows who I am. I'm on in the middle of the night. Nobody knows who I am. I'm nobody. All right. I'm a pimple on an elephant's tuchus. So I go out to eat. Nobody knows who I am. I can. If I tip, I'm a terrible tipper.
They hear your voice and they go, "Wait a minute.
No,
I've gone to bed with you." And then your wife will look and go, "What?"
Oh. It's always dudes. Huh? But I always, here's the thing, though. I try to be a good tipper because my mom gave me a lecture when I was a kid about, being a good tipper and helping people out. But I don't want to, as you said, I don't want to tip too much. Right? I don't want to do that. The other thing, which has been a problem the last couple of years, Rob, is these takeout orders of food. I feel, why tip on a takeout order?
You don't have to tip on a takeout because they're not doing anything but handing you the bag. I'm with you.
I agree with that's my we're on the same page. But I have been told by people that that is rude. That
is it really that they hand you the bag? You drove to the restaurant, you picked it up. You know, I've never used Uber Eats or whatever. I don't even know what the other services are. You know, I've never done that. You know why? Because I can't come to grips with tacking on another $8 to the meal. I just can't do it. Like, I see people get McDonald's delivered to their house. How?
No, I agree with you. I am, when it comes to that kind of stuff, what's the point? It's like, to me, it's like valet parking. I don't understand. I've made all the effort to drive to your establishment. Now I got to pay $8 to valet. I'll park myself. I don't need someone else to park my car.
That's only people who want to show off their car. I mean, let's just be honest.
I have nothing to show off.
That's what valet parking is.
Is that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you go to those, especially here in L.A., Rob, there's the Lamborghinis.
Yes, the swanky. They want them out front. Let people see what fancy cars people have. For real. Because I'm with you. I have a nice car, but I'll park 3 blocks away and walk.
Yeah, no. And I used to, when I did daytime radio years ago, and we'd go to these remote broadcasts, and I was notorious where I would show up. I'd have to show up like an hour earlier to find parking. And I would. I would show up because it took a while to find, navigate the parking lots and whatnot in different locations. But the valet thing, not my jam, but it is all about Aaron Rodgers. And we do take calls, right? I know Dan Patrick's a big Dan Patrick show.
Yes.
We're both call guys. We're old school radio guys. We love calls.
Yes. I think whenever you get the listeners involved, we want to hear from you. I'll throw out the number 877-99 on Fox, just so that you guys can get ready. Definitely. We want to hear what you have to say. I'm just like, I think the Aaron Rodgers story, I blame the media trying to cover the NFL because, Ben, as you know, the season's only 4 or 5 months long, so you got to manufacture news to try to cover the rest of the year. So anything that happens, Kyler Murray wiped his Instagram or Twitter clean. There's no Cardinals stuff on there anymore. There's a big story. Well, Kyler Murray, he's mad.
That is a big story. Wait a minute. I disagree with you.
I'm not saying that we can't talk about it, but it ain't a big story because he's still under contract and he ain't going nowhere.
No.
So, is that true or not?
You. See, that one, on that one, that shows you anger. That is an act in the, as you talked about, you said people post things all the time on Instagram and all that stuff. I'm pretty much more of a lurker. I post stuff for work on there, but I don't post a lot of other generally I try to avoid too much of that stuff. But the Kyler Murray story, that's something. That is in the modern technical world we live in with social media, that is like an act of war. When you delete all of the team logos from your social media, that is, we're at loggerheads. So we're done.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, he didn't delete anything. He just posted pictures of friends. I just don't think that if he really wanted to send you a message that he's leaving Green Bay, that he would have to go. He even mentioned his fiance, who they broke off the engagement, but I guess they're still together. Is that the story? I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I read the tabloids. The tabloids, I believe the tabloids, Rob, and the tabloids told me that they were done. So I went with that. I mean, if TMZ
But they're done as far as the engagement. So they're not engaged to be married, but apparently they're still going to kick it. They're still going to be cool with each other, at least for now. Maybe they'll just taper off. Who knows? But I just think that people, who cover the NFL, and I get it, we got to feed this monster 24 hours, 7 days a week. I get it, Ben. You need something to get people juiced up because it's the off season. And after free agency, what are you going to keep writing? So, and yes, he is a story. I'm not poo-pooing what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. The guy just won his second MVP in a row, so people want to know, is he leaving Green Bay? Is he going to Denver? Is he going to Pittsburgh? Or is he going to retire? Which one is it? Because I think it's either Green Bay, he stays, or he retires. I don't see him going to another team.
Oh, I think he's absolutely in play to go to another team. He saw what Tom Brady had in Tampa, and he's like, yeah, I got a good thing in Green Bay. But
yeah, I don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah, I could see him with the Broncos or the Titans, somewhere like that. I mean, those teams both need quarterbacks. He should try to get his way to Pittsburgh and play for the Steelers with Tomlin and that defense. That's where he should try to go if he is going to leave Green Bay. But I don't think he's locked to playing in Green Bay at all. I could totally see him taking off for the final couple years of his career and playing somewhere else and saying, hey, you going to miss me now, Green Bay? You want gratitude? Give me some gratitude. Just like that. Stick it to him, right?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Because there is a rule, and the rule is you can't go more than, I think it's an hour and a half without mentioning LeBron's name.
LeBron James.
Oh, we're going to end
up
in radio jail.
I'm with you. Like, Brady retired, and then at some point LeBron will retire, and then maybe we can get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, there's an alert, actually, that we get buzzed if we don't mention LeBron's name after like an hour and a half. We go 90 minutes without LeBron, and we get in some trouble. So he made a bunch of waves. You were at the All-Star game, Rob. He made a bunch of waves over the All-Star break. He talked to the Athletic and is openly flirting with going back to play in Cleveland for the third time. And he also admitted that he's interested in playing with his son. This is what I've heard for years, that the plan was he's going to keep playing until Bronny is in the NBA, no matter where Bronny James end up. So you can imagine LeBron James wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform, an Oklahoma City Thunder uniform, like the most outrageous, it doesn't fit. Pistons, you name anything. Joel's all excited. Engineer, he's all excited about that. But literally anywhere in the NBA. And the other thing that I learned, which I was blown away by, is that Bronny James, is, even though he's the spawn of LeBron, is not thought of as a first-round pick in the NBA. He's projected as a second-round pick. Well, there's no way he goes in the second round. He's going to be drafted in the first round because
I don't think it's automatic. They say, and Chris Bouchard was sharing this the other day, and said he's ranked 34th in his junior class. Not like 34th of all the players in the country, or, you know, doesn't matter the age or class or whatever. 34th amongst juniors.
Yeah,
that's not an automatic first round pick. Even being LeBron James's kid, he's only 6'3". Now, unless he grows, Ben, the next couple of years, but right now he's 6'3". He's not a big guy.
Yeah. So I will bet you right now, chicken wings or burgers,
let's do it,
whatever you want, he is drafted in the first round. He's not a lottery pick, but at the end of the first round, because the name James, and knowing you're getting a package deal, you know, if you're drafting 27th in the first round and you're going to draft somebody who might not make it, and you're going to draft another guy who might not make it, and the guy that it has the name James at the end is cha-ching, 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 he's going to be drafted higher than he should be. I say he does end up in the first round.
Okay.
Because it's a package deal.
It's right. Done. And if I was a team president, GM, or owner, I would stay clear of the James gang. I just would. Because you have a chance of alienating other teammates, especially if the kid isn't great on his own. It would be one thing when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey played in Seattle, Jr. was a star. So his dad being an add-on as a bench player and a left-handed bat off the bench, that's a layup. That's easy to do. But if you're telling me that Bronny isn't that good and he's going to come and now he's not playing, now you got to deal with LeBron, and if you're playing him because he's got the right last name, then you got the rest of the team saying, well, what is this? This doesn't make any sense. Dude, it could be a headache if Bronny's not a star in his own right. If you're just doing it, people aren't going to buy tickets to watch Bronny sit on the bench.
Well, they will. They will buy tickets
to 22.
They'll buy tickets to watch LeBron at
year 22.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Michael Jordan was playing at the end when he retired. Then he came back with the Washington Bullets, and then I guess they became the Wizards when he was there, or whatever. But he was in Washington, and he played there, and he was kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah. How many playoffs did they make in those 2 years? I'll wait.
But how many tickets did they sell? I remember when Washington came in, it was a big deal.
Year 22.
I agree with you, but think of it from a business standpoint. If you are Oklahoma City, you're a bunch of nobodies, and you get Bronny James with one of these million first round picks. Let's just do hypothetical, and then you add LeBron onto that. And suddenly you're on TNT every week. You know, you're on the ESPN. You're on all the big networks for games of the week because you have those guys on the team. You're no longer marginalized as a nobody. And that has some cachet.
That doesn't work if he can't play. That's all I'm saying. If he's a star in his own right, then you're right. Then they'll be knocking down the door to make it happen. I'm just saying, at this point, he isn't that guy where people are salivating like, I can't wait to draft Bronny. I mean, LeBron has put this out there on All-Star Weekend in Cleveland because he's trying to boost up his kid's chances. He knows where his kid is. This is a ploy. You're buying into it.
Well, yes, because I believe it's going to work.
You wouldn't have to sell that.
I don't think you're wrong.
Why would you have
I don't think you're
that?
Wrong, Rob. I don't think you're wrong, but I believe it will work. I believe this is absolutely the way big business, and this is all big business.
This is how Lonzo
sports.
Ball became the second pick of the NBA draft. If they redid that draft, and that doesn't mean that Lonzo, there's no place for him in the league, but he wasn't the second pick. His dad talked up a big game, right? Tricked Magic Johnson and the Lakers into taking him number two, because they were afraid that if they didn't take him and this guy was making such a stink about his kid, they would look terrible if he did become that star. And did it work in L.A.? Remember? Oh, his jersey's going to be in the rafters next to mine. Magic, do you remember all that?
Oh, I do. Listen, but that's what the draft. Listen, I'm anti-draft, Rob. I've gone. I have done a 180. When I was younger, I loved all drafts.
I looked forward to the military guy. No, okay, no.
Yeah, well, the military draft. But no, the exaggeration that takes place, the weasel words. Like every year, these guys are all compared to legends of the game and all that stuff. And at some point, I finally reached my breaking point. I was like, I'm out of this. I mean, I still pay attention to the draft because we have to because of our jobs and stuff. But I don't buy 99% of the puffery about draft picks. But I do buy the fact that it's show business and that theatrics are part of it. And, hey, I loved LeVar Ball when he was doing his thing a couple years ago. He is really – we haven't heard from him much at all, right? He's not gotten a lot of attention the last
No, not at all. And let his kids play, you know what I mean? And that's all you need to do. He did a great job as a dad to get three of them college scholarships, and two of the kids are in the NBA.
Yeah. No, but I thought he was great when he was doing all the media stuff. I thought, you know, he had big
hot takes.
It was
good for a while, but it got tired that he's better than Michael Jordan and Lonzo's better than Michael Jordan. Like, how many times can you say that before you go, okay.
Oh, I love a good loud mouth. He was out there and, you know, he was overstating things, but I enjoyed his overstatements. I did. And now, as far as LeBron, there's some other things here. Everything related to what happened over the All-Star break, which is still going on here. When are they getting back to play? Is tomorrow they're going to get back
Thursday,
and play tomorrow?
I
in the
know.
NBA?
Yeah. It's a long break. I was in Cleveland for the weekend. It was pretty amazing. And the one thing that I did notice, Ben, and I don't know how much of it you saw, but it was LeBron's in Cleveland, right? He's from Akron. He's the local native son.
Yeah.
And he's talking about coming back to Cleveland, maybe, and all the other stuff that went on. And he did win that city its first championship in 52 years. So you got a lot of equity in that place. Who got the biggest applause and ovation when push came to shove? It was MJ. It was Jordan. It was not LeBron. Contrary to his belief that he's the greatest player who ever played basketball.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how upset do you think LeBron was behind the scenes there? When
he couldn't have been that happy because I think that's just another, you know, reminder that, you know, you might believe you are, but most other people don't.
Well, you saw the quote from, I think it was Rich Paul. It was like, well, LeBron and Jordan both had very difficult roads, and he was comparing those two guys. And I went on a rant on my show, the Overnight Show. I was ranting about that because, like, Jordan, the fact that he rose up, it was obviously a different time. It's much different when LeBron came on the scene in the 2000s, then, as opposed to Jordan back in the, you know, the early 80s, late, you know, he played high school ball in the 70s and the 80s and whatnot, and worked his way up. But it's not anywhere the same. Michael Jordan is this whole Nike Jordan relationship and where that's at with the Jordan brand. That's like totally next level. But Jordan, the other thing, I'm going to talk about the dunk contest later, but Jordan, that really rose him up the ranks, the dunk contest.
No doubt. He did it three times, Ben, and you're right. There's no doubt about it.
I remember watching that. We'll get into that later. But as far as LeBron, just in general here, now, me and you share a same disdain for the Lakers in many ways here. I think we do. We're on the same page on that. But the word is LeBron is already behind the scenes looking elsewhere. He's got a wandering eye. And the Lakers have a losing record right now. The roster is broken, it would appear. And so if the tea leaves are right here, and I am a distant relative of Nostradamus and I'm a friend of Nostradinus. So
is that right?
Yes. Nostradinus lives in Seattle, actually. I met him at an appearance a couple years ago. So if LeBron has 2.5 months to go, because the NBA got the rest of February, which is actually not even a half a month. There's only a few days left.
Right, it's like 7 weeks left of the regular season.
So 7 weeks as a Laker. And then he's going to strong arm his way, because he's under contract next year, so he has to be traded. He's got another year on his contract. And we've seen this before, Rob. We saw, you know, when the roster, he realized in Cleveland that things weren't going the right way there the first time. He ended up hitting the eject button, went to Miami. And then when the Heat roster got a little long in the tooth and he saw that wasn't going the direction he wanted, he took off from there, went back to Cleveland because they'd got Kyrie Irving and they traded for Kevin Love at his behest and all that. So this Laker roster that I believe he's put together. I think he's the one that the puppet master behind the scenes here. It is deficient. So he's looking around here. And so if this is it, and this Laker team's not winning anything this year, what letter grade would you give LeBron James for his tenure? Because I'll go first. I would give him a D minus. He's in year four.
A D minus, with the championship. You are
bogus championship. Bogus championship. Bogus championship. Mickey Mouse in the bubble. That's the only way he was going to win with the Lakers, and nobody saw that coming. Obviously, who sees a pandemic coming? They had 4 months off. 4 months for LeBron to rest, but more importantly, for Anthony Davis, the very brittle big man for the Lakers to rest up. And unless there's another four-month gap before the NBA playoffs this year, they're not winning anything. So I give him a D-. What do you give him, Rob?
I would say a C. I'm not going to poo-poo the championship, even though I get it, the bubble championship. The trophy had Mickey Mouse ears on it, but it counts, right? He has four championships. But when you really look at the first year, if you remember, everybody thought
they were in the lottery. Year one, they were a lottery team. They had a losing record.
Right, they didn't make the playoffs.
And also, remember, Rob, remember when he came to the Lakers, they had sucked for years, the Lakers. They had all those number two picks, and they had all these.
Right, they hadn't made the playoffs five straight years, and then LeBron came, and then they didn't make the playoffs again.
Yeah, I'm convinced LeBron thought he was going to be able to play with those young guys when he got there.
Oh, he did.
And it didn't work out. It just didn't click. And so they were in the lottery. Then they won the bogus, I call it bogus, Mickey Mouse championship because they had 4 months off and they played in Orlando.
That did help.
No fans.
That did help both of those guys, like health-wise. And Anthony Davis played great in the bubble. He did.
He played wonderful.
He played great.
No fans, no, you know, Rob covering the NBA, right? You go on the road in a big game six, game seven, crowds going nuts against you. It's a hostile environment. You had none of that at the resort in Orlando. And then this year, the Lakers, or last year, year three, they were a first round elimination by the Suns, the Lakers in the playoffs. And now they have a losing record this year.
Yeah,
we're 70% in.
I would definitely say it's a C. Not clearly nearly what people had anticipated or hoped as GM and F. I mean, he's put together, I call him the Dr. Frankenstein of the NBA because he's put this monster together. Everybody and their Uncle Ben, very nice. Everybody and their uncle knew that Westbrook wasn't a fit. Everybody knew it. Everybody. Buddy Hield was a better fit. And he didn't have a big enough name, right, to play in L.A. and people to be jacked up about them getting him. And this should come as no surprise that this doesn't fit. And then when you're top heavy and you pay, the three guys, the money you're paying, you have no depth, you have an older team. And if anything goes wrong, like injuries or whatever, you're screwed. And that's where we are, even with the numbers LeBron's putting up this year. They don't impact winning, Ben.
Yeah.
He can score 30 points, 39 and 8, and they lose.
Well, he does have a little Brady vibe to him, though, as far as his individual numbers this year. Because the stats, if you're just a stat guy,
right,
then you're like, oh, you can't rip LeBron. His stats are amazing. At his age, they are. What happened? When we were kids, Rob, but these guys would get old, they would stink. As they got older in these last couple of years.
What's in weird. The water? I don't know. I'm just asking,
I don't know what's going on. But Tom Brady and LeBron, I mean, these guys are continuing to dominate statistically anyway in their older age.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Yeah, if you want to come on, Rob, the overnight show, and I can set that up. I can make that happen.
Yeah, we could do that one night for sure. Why not? I'll definitely come on and chop it up and have your militia attack me. I'm sure they will. And we could do a
battle. Well, no, you blocked all of them, Rob. What are you talking about? You blocked everybody in the militia. There's no one left.
Hey,
it's a block party.
It is a block party. I don't know if Joel can't find our song. We have a song that we made for me blocking Joel. I don't know if you can find that in our folder, but it's my Twitter and I'll block if I want to is the name.
So what
of
is the criteria? I want to get into the mind of Rob Parker. Like, what is the criteria here? Because I also am on social media. People are very rude on social media. There's a lot of a-holes on there. What I do, though, is I mute people. That way,
okay, so you don't block them. You just mute them so that they don't know. Like,
exactly. That way it's like undercover. And to me, what you're doing, Rob, a lot of people wear this as a badge of honor to be blocked by the great Rob Parker, that this is a thing of honor to them. And I would advise you try the mute button. Yeah. I would recommend. But you are notorious for blocking people, even people that work for the company, Rob. You have no mercy. Even people that work here at our company, you still block them.
I blocked Doug Gottlieb. He wasn't happy about it.
What did Gottlieb say to annoy you? What could he have said?
You know what? It's a couple things that'll get you blocked.
Okay.
One thing that'll get you blocked is if you put words in my mouth, say I said something that I didn't say. Okay?
Okay. Like, all right.
So that'll get you blocked.
Gotcha.
If we're talking about... the topic is Aaron Rodgers, and you talk about Tom Brady, you will get blocked. Because if you want to comment on what I'm talking about or my take, Ben, that's fine. But if you want to bring something up that has nothing to do with what we're talking about and you go back to some old take or you want to rehash stuff from before, I'm not interested in that. And I want you to know that you're blocked, and you can wear it as a badge of honor. But I'm going to take the, and then, you know, they hit up other people. They hit up Chris Broussard and say, hey, Rob, block me. Or guys will go to my Instagram and say, why'd you block me? Unblock me. I want you to know you got blocked.
I'm getting those messages, Rob. You know, when I announced I was filling in for the Dan Patrick Show with you, and people were like, "Oh, can you Terry in England, who's listening right now in the UK, he said, "Hey, can you tell Rob to unblock me?" And then I've got like four or five other people here that you blocked for random reasons. So, hey, let Rob know though. I don't know why he blocked me,
Doug, after the Super Bowl, he had some tweet or something. Check on Rob, or I don't know what it was. It was something about that. And my only point was, A, Doug has his own 3 hours. He does his own deal, right?
Yeah.
And had Matthew Stafford lost the game, would Doug have gone on Twitter and said, Rob is right, oh, he called it, he nailed it? Would that tweet have come?
Probably not.
Okay. Probably not.
So now, did you get upset with me, though? Because
have had a back and forth with this. Have we not?
No, we did, and I stole. You have a famous line about cheese and quiet and whatnot. I stole your line as an homage to you.
But we've had a back and forth over this, haven't we?
We have. We talked not just on the radio, but we've talked off the air about
Stafford. Off the air about it, right?
We've had conversations.
That's my point, we have a history on where it is, and when people come out of nowhere, and I just was like, You know, Ben, how you do this. You could do this. I've done it for 36 years. And you know, if you don't, I remember, let me just say this real quick, and we'll get into where we want to go with this dunk contest.
Yeah, sure.
But I had a boss at the Detroit News when I was a columnist there. Calls me up one day, Ben, and he said, I got this email from somebody, and, you know, basically he was trashing me in my column. So I told this is the executive editor, big boss of the paper. And I said, man, I wish I could take this phone call and what you're telling me, you know, seriously, but I take it with a grain of salt. And he was like taken aback. Like, what are you saying? What do you mean? And I said, I've worked at the paper for 9 years. Not one time have you ever called me up when someone wrote a nice letter to you about what a great columnist I am or what a great column Rob wrote. So for you to hit me up on something where somebody is criticizing me, I don't buy into it. Do you see, Ben?
No, so, listen, I agree, but that's human nature.
So on Twitter,
though,
right? If you've never hit me up to tell me, Rob, you nailed that, or man, you had some insight. Boy, was that a great take and you were spot on. If you don't hit me up then, don't hit me up when I'm wrong on a take, because it's just not going to register with me.
That's Rob Parker.
But you know as well as anybody.
There it is, Ben.
Oh, there it is.
I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to. You would block too if they tried to diss you.
Rob Parker.
I love it, Rob. That's how I say. So anyway, that is the...
Leslie Gore. It's my party.
I like it. If you've been blocked by Rob, don't stop sending me messages. Now, Rob, let me ask you this. Is there a price point to unblock people? Is there a strategy? If somebody came and offered you a couple bucks, would you unblock them?
No. Once you're blocked, you're blocked. Just
all
move
right, that's
on.
It.
Okay.
It's over. I was blocked by William Shatner for years. We had on the overnight show.
He didn't want to beam you up, apparently, huh?
Well, we had a disagreement. It's a long story, and if I tell it on the Dan Patrick Show, I'll never be invited back on the Dan Patrick Show. But William Shatner, we had a mutual friend, and so I was tagged in some tweets that Shatner responded to. And he started responding to me, not realizing he was responding to me because he wasn't that good at Twitter. Anyway, one thing led to another. And then so I pretended on the overnight show, I was like, we're good friends because he was sending me tweets. William Shatner, Star Trek, you know, the legend.
Right.
And he started getting upset. And then he blocked me. And then he literally blocked everyone associated with the show. In fact, Bob Garrett, Wrong Button Bob, your producer who's producing this edition of the Dan
Bob
Patrick
G.
Show. Is blocked by William Shatner. He is collateral damage to what happened back in that incident. But somebody, the reason I'm bringing this up is because a listener, and I don't even know it was a listener of mine, paid money to have me unblocked. Shatner had an auction on his website, and somebody paid money to have me unblocked by Shatner.
Unbelievable.
So there's a way to make money, Rob, if you want down the line.
I'm going to pass. Yeah. If you got blocked, just take the L and move on and follow somebody else.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.